Yeah, did you see the Japanese airport that they created? Mm-hmm. The landing strip?
Mm-hmm. He did show me that.
It's pretty intense.
He loves everything Japan. He loves everything airports. You've got him covered.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the British Airways crash?
He's the one with the NWA airplane. That
what?
Was a pile. And it's, well, Northwest Airlines. NWA on their airplane. So every time I see it,
you think it.
Latitudes.
All I can think of is NWA. And I always think of, like, I always picture, like, if you look inside that airplane, like, it's piloted maybe by Ice Cube. And, like,
yeah.
You want some peanuts, bitch?
You do.
All right. If the motherfucking plane going down and shit, you like, your motherfucking seat cushion working like a flotation device and shit, and you better pull out your gas, smoke them sharks, because them is biting and shit.
Yeah, I saw that movie, too. What was it called?
There was a movie like that, wasn't there?
And that was actually one of the jokes that the airline that they were flying was called Engine.
Airplane?
They never said what NWA stood for, but I always assume, you know.
Northwest Airlines?
Niggers with airplanes. So.
What?
What are we talking about? Dubai?
Dubai.
Yeah. Niggers with airplanes. How's
that? Dubai with airplanes?
So anyway, yeah, Dubai. I don't know, like, it's like some out of Sim City.
Yeah.
3 thumbs up, maybe, because I do want to visit there. Because it is weird, fucked up.
You're gonna die.
What?
You wanted to go to North Korea, too. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's actually got me convinced to go to Dubai.
Dubai's probably North Korea.
And I hate the idea of being on a plane, but I'm willing to
there's
try
no
that
anti-American
out.
Terrorists in Saudi Arabia, or the United or the other places you'd be going.
In general, Americans are pretty well received in the Middle East.
In general?
Muslims have a...
In Bizarro!
Where are you gathering your information from?
If you're just touring the area, I mean, if you're...
Why would you want a tour?
Well, dressed in fatigues and holding an M16, yeah. They might be
just
a little...
Just like Fallujah, those nice, friendly contractors. Yeah. They said, here's our beautiful bridge, what do you think? Hey, you know what, it looks really good if we hang you from it with a noose and then set your body on fire. What do you think? Does it look good? Yeah.
You might enjoy sounding ignorant by thinking that Dubai... But I'm not going to fall for that trap. So Dubai is a world apart from Fallujah, trust me.
Is it part of the United Arab Emirates?
Yeah.
Then they don't like us.
They like us well enough.
They like us well enough to sell our oil to be refined, and then for us to do, you know, refineries and make exchanges for our oil producing companies, who then in turn sell the oil to the rest of the world.
I think
in
general, most people over there do not have difficulty making the distinction between Americans and the American government.
Maybe.
Muslims are probably one of the most... I mean, you can confirm this. You've lived with Muslims and all that. They have a big tradition.
It's completely different.
Welcoming people into their home. They feel culturally obligated to do this and to treat people nice with respect and...
You say American Muslims, but to be honest with you, my ex-mother-in-law was born in Afghanistan. She came over to America when she was 19 years old to go to American schools and has a master's from Columbia University in English literature.
Did she come over when she was how old?
She came over when she was 19.
Okay.
But, I mean, you don't hear of terrorist attacks in Dubai. You really don't. I mean,
admittedly, but see, I don't hear about a terrorist attack in a lot of other places either. It doesn't mean they're not happening. You just don't hear about it because the media decides to focus on certain places.
There's always going to be somebody that's focusing on it. I mean, I tend to watch a lot of BBC, and trust me,
BBC America. Yeah.
I'm not saying...
They report this shit.
I'm not saying... You know, that I think it's wrong or to put, you know, Middle Easterners down. That I do think it's not an unrealistic statement to say that there are a lot of Middle Eastern countries where the people in general dislike the United States and Americans, even if they're not speaking specifically about the American government. I don't think that's an unfair stereotype to make.
There's definitely a lot, but I think you're probably overestimating.
Maybe I am overestimating. I just don't think I'm being unfair. And you kind of
You're not being unfair, but
and I have to admit, I mean, every American Muslim I've known has been a very peaceful person, and has, you know, had no, like, violent, not a single violent bone in their body. And every person I've known from the Middle East who was Muslim who came here was also the same way. So I can see what you're saying. So, I mean, I one of the first Muslims I ever met, worked with, was this guy. He worked at a sub shop, strangely enough, and every time he came in contact with the ham, he had to go through a cleansing ritual. I'm not making that up.
Oh, you're right.
What?
No, he's not joking.
He didn't...
Well, what the hell is he doing working at a sub shop then?
Well, I mean, he didn't want to discriminate. And he didn't... Anytime we were making...
But he had to know. He was going to have to handle it.
We didn't always have to work with ham. And the thing is, we would step in and take care of for him, but every once in a while he would accidentally come in contact and then he went to go through a cleansing ritual. Really, really, really nice guy, too.
It's called what?
He was from... I want to say he was from Afghanistan, too. I don't remember anymore. That's been like... I think 18. So that's been a long time ago.